Hey guys, how are you? This is Danny Morrell with another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. It's just me today, and what we are going to do is we're going to have a recap of Relentless, guys. If you don't know what Relentless is, quite frankly, it was an incredible three-day experience. People are still buzzing about it. They're still talking about it. We had right about 2,000 people join us for three full days at Relentless. As a matter of fact, if you're watching us live right now and you were there at the event, just type in your thoughts about Relentless in 2 to 3 words. If you could do that, that would be absolutely fantastic. If you're on Facebook, we want to say welcome. For those of you on Instagram, we want to say welcome. Guys, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to share with you one point that I shared. This is literally from the keynote at the event. One point from each of the days where we were at Relentless. And before I do that, I want to just kind of thank each and every one of you guys. We haven't done the show since the event. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind. We've been really, really busy, inundated with all of the new members to our coaching company and so many requests for podcasts. Things are really starting to kind of take off, which is really, really exciting. We've got about 5 or 6 podcasts planned over the next 3 weeks or so. We are going to be going on tour. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and let you know what the tour stops are going to be. Give me 1 second. I believe there should be in here. Give me 1 second. It should be popping up. Hang on. Here we go. So Arizona. We are coming to Tucson, Arizona, guys. That will be in October. By the way, all of this is going to be featured on DannyMorrell.com, so you won't have to worry about finding out where I'm going to be and when. Arizona, we are also going to be stopping in Scottsdale, Arizona, visiting some of our friends over there. In California, it looks like we'll be coming to San Jose for sure. Most likely, we will be doing something in the Fresno area, potentially in the Sacramento area, and in the San Diego area. So if you're in California and you just heard an area that you are close to and you think you can help us drive some people there, please let us know. We will connect with you, maybe even make you or your company a sponsor of the event and kind of co-brand it and work together to fill it. It'll be a one-day workshop. New York, we are definitely coming to New York City and New Jersey. All right, so we'll do one stop in New York, one stop in New Jersey. Texas, it looks like we're going to be coming to Dallas and Houston. We got a couple of coaching clients in both cities, and really just a lot of great people. A lot of you who are out there who follow us from the state of Texas, so I'm excited about being there with you. Las Vegas. My staff wants to go to Las Vegas. I want to go to Las Vegas. There's a couple of different reasons why. Obviously, the number one reason is there's a lot of you that follow us and follow the show from Las Vegas. So we're going to be going to Las Vegas here pretty soon. Florida, it looks like Miami is a hot spot. And then Chicago, Illinois. I love the city of Chicago. It's like a nicer, cleaner New York. Sorry, I'm from New York, so I think I can get away with saying that. But it's an actual beautiful location. If you would like to participate in this tour, if I either mention an area where you live close to it, or you know people in the area and you want to help drive traffic and you want to help get people there, just shoot us an email. support@empireuniversity.com. Empire is spelled without an E, by the way. So it's just M-P-I-R-E, university.com. Or you could just shoot it to my assistant, lauren@dannymorrell.com. Either one will work perfectly fine, okay? If you didn't hear an area and you can honestly say, hey, look, I'm a hitter in the area. I'm a part of a company with 200 or 300 people. I know I could easily get 100 people pushed in your direction. Then let us know, and we will look into coming to your area as well. Okay. Guys, Relentless, what can I say? It was absolutely fantastic. Isaac, did we post that vlog up, the day one recap?
Going up today. Yeah.
So we have an awesome day one recap of Relentless. It kind of showcases some of the thoughts that I had. A real awesome conversation about Uber. I know some of you guys are running your businesses and then driving Ubers on the side. So there's a good clip coming on Instagram about my thoughts on that and how that's holding you back from really making it big in your business. Features a little bit of the behind the scenes with Rob Dyrdek, who was absolutely fantastic at Relentless. So it'll be coming up this afternoon on my YouTube channel and on the podcast everywhere. Right. As a matter of fact, right after this. So if you don't already haven't subscribed, go to youtube.com/DannyMorrell77 actually, and hit subscribe so that you never miss one of our shows. With that said, everybody, here's what I want to do. Relentless was friggin' powerful. It was just powerful. Had so many people comment on the fact that it was a different kind of event. You weren't really being pitched all the time. You woke up early. We all worked out together. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience. It really, really was. And what I want to do, quite frankly, is I want to share with all of you across the country some of the key points that I thought made the greatest impact on people. And the way I created the event was, you know, I felt like in order for the event to be a success, we had to hit three different angles. Okay? Three different angles. And I'll explain to you why I felt like I had to hit each of these angles. The first one was mindset, right? Mindset, because essentially, guys, mindset, I moved it closer. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mindset is what drives, right, your ability to create sales, your ability to create a business, your ability to create income, right? The second one was sales, because quite frankly, if you're not good at sales, then you can't make an income and you can forget about creating wealth. And the third one was wealth building, which I think was the third day. Isaac, what do you think? The third day was like heavy, right?
Amazing. Yeah.
The third day was heavy, guys, because I think we smacked some people in the mouth with the reality of what it takes to become wealthy. You know, I think too many of us are so busy and so wired to make money to go buy shit, stuff that doesn't even matter. And as a result, we're shooting ourselves in the foot because we are designed to go make money and then go give it to brands, right, to make us feel better about whatever insecurities that we have going on inside of our hearts. And so as a result, day three was a special day for me because I got to share some of the experiences that I went through. I got raw and real. I shared with everybody, you know, a little bit about, you know, my story and how I lost everything, how I was able to bounce back and what the principles are that I followed that allowed me to bounce back. So the first thing that I want to do, guys, is I want to start with day number one, which is a mindset day. And if you're taking notes, guys, I want you to write down the word self-image, self-image. Okay. Two words, self-image. And when we talk about mindset, we really can't talk about mindset without self-image because people don't really understand this concept, guys. And I'm going to just read the point to you and I'll talk to you a little bit about it to you. Self-image determines what you do, the intensity in which you do it, and essentially what you receive in life. Write that down, please. Write that down. Self-image determines what you do, the intensity in which you do it, and essentially what you receive in life. You know, this may make some of you uncomfortable, but we've all seen this. Some of us have experienced this. Some of us have been through it. But when you look at an abusive relationship, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. And yet the reality is that what tends to happen is, you know, people that are victims of abusive relationships, for the most part, there's a self-image issue there. There's an issue there that says this is not only perfectly okay, or it's okay enough that I don't have to get myself necessarily out of it. There's a self-image issue, right? And the reason why I bring that up is because you and I all know that we know people in our lives that if, you know, you were even able to think about trying to, you know, get one over on somebody, they're going to fight back at you, right? Right? Because that's a healthy self-image. It's a self-image that says, hold on a second. No one's going to do anything to me, right? I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to put myself first, right? It's kind of interesting, but I shared with the audience that, you know, in my weight loss journey, for those of you that have been following me, I've been working at losing weight. We've lost over 20 pounds or something like that. Now that I look back, the real issue was a self-image issue. I think a lot of Americans, I think a lot of people all over the world, what's happening is that they don't realize that the reason why they're not being as healthy as they can be, the reason why they're not losing the weight the way they want to lose it, the reason why they're not making the money the way they want to make it, the reason why they're not creating the the lifestyle that they want to be living, the reason why they're not earning the incomes that they want to be earning and creating the wealth that they want to be creating, quite frankly, they don't see themselves actually doing it. They don't buy. They don't believe that they are not only meant for it, but destined for it. Destined for it. You see, guys, when a human being has a healthy self-image, and that self-image is full of love, and that self-image is full of compassion, and that self-image is full of, quite frankly, a demand of an abundant life, well, then an abundant life has no choice but to come. An abundant life has no choice but to come. And if you really think about the words that are coming out of my life right now, if you look at your life and you break it down into a couple of different categories, whether it be family, whether it be fitness and health, whether it be income, whether it be lifestyle, whether it be whatever the case may be, it is all undermined by a self-image issue. And this is why I will always remind you guys, do not ever sit in the back of a room of an event. If it's your first time and you've never been to an event and you scrounge money together just to get there, okay, fine, sit in the back of the room. But if not, I've got to challenge you. With a healthier self-image, you would be in the front of the room. You'd be in the front of the room. And here's the biggest thing. If that self-image is showing up at an event and it's keeping you in the back of the room at an event, where else is it showing up in your life? That's something you really got to consider, right? So day one, we covered a lot about self-image. We went deep. I can remember people leaving day one feeling as if, Isaac, you heard a lot of people comment, feeling as if they had gotten enough just from day one for the full 3 days, you know? And I was proud of that. I was proud of that because it really showed that people were challenged to grow. People were challenged to look at their life, to look at themselves, to look at the way they think, and to really explore the root causes of why they're not succeeding at the level that they wanted to be succeeding at. The second day was about sales. It was about sales. And this is a topic that is dear to my heart. It's dear to my heart because for some reason, I always had a knack for sales. I can remember joining my first office ever. And I, as a real estate salesperson, I closed 28 transactions. It's not that it came easy for me. It was very hard and it took a lot of hard work. But the approach and the desire to sell those 28 homes did come very easy for me. And where I see for a lot of people, they tend to struggle with it, right? And so what I shared with everybody at the beginning of day number two was I wanted them and I want you to consider a completely new approach. A completely new approach to your sales. And here was the approach, and I want you to write it down just like this. Nothing that you do today is for today. Okay? Nothing that you do today is for today. I'm not making this video for today, right? I didn't prepare or create an event for those days. I didn't show up to work today for today. My brain doesn't think that way. Here's the way my brain thinks. Everything that I do today is a setup for 5 to 10 years from now. I'm going to say that again. It's a new approach, and I want you to consider this. Nothing that you do today is for today. It's a setup for 5 to 10 years from now. And I want you to consider, guys, that for many of us that are struggling in our businesses right now, we're struggling in our businesses because we have a very short-term approach. We have a very short-term approach. And essentially, what a short-term approach has to do with, it typically is wrapped around one thing, and that's money. Money. We typically go after things and we go after sales or we go after whatever in a way that says, like, I need to make money now, like right now, because I have bills to pay or I have whatever it is that I want to accomplish, right? And when you learn that everything that you do today is to make you better, a better person, a better leader, a better at whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, and you really take that as your approach, number one, you get way more patient, but number two, you get way better. Way better because it becomes more important to you, right? I've told you the story before, everybody, but I'll never forget when I first met my, the first individual that I worked for in this industry. I walked up to him and I said, listen, I don't want you to pay me anything. Please don't pay me. All I'd like for you to do is to show me. Just show me how this is done. Just show me the real estate industry. Show me the business. And I'll work for you and I'll work hard for you. As a matter of fact, I'll be the best person on your team. And you see, if I had a short-term approach, a today approach, those words would have never came out of my mouth. And those words were said at a very young age. I already thought 5 to 10 years ahead at a very young age. I don't know what you call that. I don't know if that's vision. I don't know. I think that's a blessing from God. I think that's something that he just instilled in me. But I have a very difficult time doing anything for today. The cameras we purchased for the studio, the computer that we bought, the best microphones. I have the best laptop, the screen. I just put it down here, the desk. All, none of it is for today. It's for a vision that I have for the future. And I want you to consider that so many people are just so short-sighted. They only see today. Many of you didn't come to Relentless because you only thought about today. And Relentless could have been the one thing that changed your life forever. Many of you wouldn't get on a plane, or many of you wouldn't have gotten a hotel, or many of you didn't get a ticket because you thought about today. The people who invest 3 days of their lives to come to an event like Relentless are not people that think of today. They're people that think of 5 to 10 years from now. They're people that are willing, please listen to me very carefully. They're people that are willing to plant seeds, water that seed, right? And let that seed grow with fertilization into a beautiful plant. And that seed is your mind. It's the knowledge that you need. It's the skill set that you need, right? And so if you think of sales, typical salespeople, they have a real bad rap. Why? Let me tell you why. Because they think about today. See, if you're thinking about the future, you'll grow a great brand because you'll treat people the right way. Because if you don't, you'll know the ramifications that it will have on you 5 to 10 years from now. I want you to really consider this new approach. I want you to really consider, and obviously we dove into how to build an incredible sales machine out of your business. We spent the entire day on it. That's the day that Ed Milet came and blessed us with an incredible, incredible life-changing talk. We learned from Mimi G that day. It was absolutely incredible. But the focus of that day, of day number two, was really all about helping you to shift people. Shift. I'm telling you, I see this all day long. The people that don't make it because they're so worried about now. Now, right now. That's called the rat race. Now, 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 now. The people that make it, the people you admire, the people you look up to, the people you hope someday to be like, they're not too concerned with now. Now's already handled. Now's already handled. It's already handled because they're focused on the future. And if you can learn to focus on your future, and if you can learn that everything that you do for today is a setup for 5 to 10 years from now, it's the craziest thing. Now will be handled. I don't worry about now. I don't worry about money or the common things that most humans worry with. Why? Because I set up my life for the future. And as a result of me thinking about the future, guess what? Now gets handled. Point number three, the final day of Relentless. This one was big. This one was big. Quite honestly, guys, I think if you were there, you will admit that this day alone, it was worth your price of admission. Because it was a wealth day. And I took everybody through what happened in my life, why it happened, where the breakdown was, how I was making $1 million a year, and how I ended up going dead broke, right? And what I changed about my approach to money. And it was a big eye-opener for people, guys. And I'm going to explain to you why. You know, we spend so much time here on Instagram. Don't get me wrong. I could go buy a Lamborghini right now. I'm just going to put it out there. I could go buy a Rolls-Royce Phantom right now. Isaac, you want to go get one? I can go get one right now. I can get two of them right now. I can actually get three of them right now if I wanted to. It's very simple. It's $25,000 down payment. Do the math on this. $25,000 down payment. So 75 grand, that's no problem. I go cut a check, right? It's $3,500 a month. So it's 3, 6, 9, 10, that's 12 grand a month. I can afford that. It doesn't even hurt me at all. I can afford that. No problem. I can go get, Isaac, let's go get a Ferrari, a Rolls Royce, and a Lambo. Let's just go, fuck it. Let's just do it. But you see, that's now thinking. That's now thinking. That's, I have, there's a hole in my heart There's a hole in my heart that needs to be filled with something. So I'm going to go fill it with a piece of metal. People, if your vision is all about in the future having a piece of metal, you're screwed. I'm telling you right now, you don't understand the underlying issue. The underlying issue is to go get that Rolls Royce Phantom. It's going to cost you, please listen to me, $25,000 down payment, $3,500 a month. The lease is only for 2,500 miles. So where are you going to drive it, Isaac? To the freaking grocery store and back, right? I did the math. Over the course of 3 years, it's $200,000. Now listen to me. The day you're making $7 to $10 million a year, God bless you. God bless you. Knock yourself, no problem. Because in 3 years, you're making $21 to $30 million to cut a check for $200,000. No problem. Here's the problem. The problem is we have people making $1 million a year right now. If that, faking the funk, driving around in 2 and 3 cars. And what you don't understand you're doing is instead of making your family wealthy, you're making these brands wealthy. And the reason why I bring this point up is because here was the point of the day. I said, if you want to create wealth, you have two options. I want you to write this down. If you want to create wealth, you have two options. Point number one, you get real with what you can really afford. Option B, you make a lot more money so you can afford what you want. Either one of those options comes with one word that none of us like: pressure. Pressure. Because when you get real with what you can really afford, what I explain to people, both my cars today are equivalent, the value of them are less than 1% of my annual income. Less than 1%. I have a Model S and a Model X. But I can afford them like it's nobody's business. I don't even pay the payment. Like my people pay the payment. It's not even a big deal. And no, I wouldn't buy them cash. That's called stupid. You don't buy a depreciating asset cash. You don't throw away your money like that. And what I told the audience was, you know, back in my early days, you know, I was making in my pocket $300,000-$400,000 a year, which is great money, but I was driving a 7 Series BMW that had a value of $100,000. That's a third. The value of the car represented a third of my income. That's called stupid. That's not very smart. Now, did getting the car help me make more money? Did it entice me? Did it motivate me? Sure, absolutely. If you're 20 years old watching this, you know what? Go knock yourself out. Do what you want. But guys, once you start having a family, once you're 30, 35, 40 years old, it's time to grow up a little bit. It's time to grow up a little bit, and it's time to realize that you shouldn't be pouring all of your hard-earned money into things that don't appreciate. Own real estate, own art, own Rolexes, own things that are going to appreciate in value, not things that are essentially going to rob you of your God-given ability to create wealth. And so I hope you can see that. I mean, these are just 3 points from 3 days. I hope you can feel the power in this. I hope you can understand this was a different type of event. I typically open up for questions, but here's quite frankly what I want to do. I want to challenge you guys. If you weren't at Relentless and you want to come next year, just go to the site right now, relentlessevent.com. It'll show you a couple of pictures. It'll show you a little recap of this year's event, and get your tickets and plan to join us. Because quite frankly, you can see this was a powerful event. If this was just literally just me sitting on a chair, you can imagine what this thing was like. And then a couple of you guys are out there and you've been watching the show. And I specifically want to speak to the real estate audience out there right now. There's a couple of you that are out there that are doing, you know, 10 to 15 deals a year, and you're a little stuck and you're working with a lot of buyers, and you really want to get into the 25 deal a year range. We can help you. We can help you, right? Shoot me a message on Instagram or on Facebook and let's talk. And let's talk about your business. I'll actually personally answer you. Just don't waste my time unless you're serious. If you're serious about growing your business, I want to speak to you today. Okay, I want to hook up with you today. Just hook me up, look me up on Instagram. And then there's a couple of you guys who are in the 40 and 50 deal a year range and you're stuck. You don't know how to leverage yourself. You don't know who to hire, when to hire them, what to pay them, what systems to put in place. and your business is essentially fueled by your energy and you want to work less and earn more, you want to make $1 million a year, I want to talk to you as well. Shoot me a message on Instagram. Okay. We typically don't do this. All of our shows are absolutely for free. We just bring value. I just really, from so many of you approaching me over the weeks, I'm starting to really understand that you need a little bit more guidance in order to hit your goals. And we would love to help you if you're really serious about hitting them. All right. So I think that's a wrap, Isaac. I'm sure there's questions, but I always answer questions, guys. I'm going to just kind of leave it at this. I hope that you learned something today by sharing the last 20 minutes with us. I hope that it was a powerful show for you. I hope that you actually go listen to it over and over and over again. And it would mean the world to me if when this thing gets posted, if you could actually share it with all your family, your friends, and your coworkers. All right, guys, until next week, we're going to have another great episode of the Danny Morrell Show. If you need anything, you need any help, just shoot me a message, Instagram or Facebook. We'll respond to you right away. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.